your word and to have freedom to worship you. May your Holy Spirit guide us to concentrate and understand your message. Please be with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I think quite a lot of Christians, they know the book of Philippians. The author is Apostle Paul. When he wrote it, he was in prison in Rome. As he had a very great faith in God and a binding to God. And therefore, he was content with joy, even he had a very difficult time in prison. But he cared about the Philippians so much, so he wrote this letter to them, reminding them they need to rejoice no matter what, maybe face the difficulties. So in verse 4, it says, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say again, rejoice. So rejoice, joy, this word appeared twice. So according to the dictionary, Merriam-Webster, rejoice means to give you or to feel joy or great delight, while to rejoice it means to have or possess. So the scripture conveys that to rejoice in the Lord is to have joy or delight in the Lord. To feel joy when we always think of Him. So Paul also reminded us that no matter what situation we are in, for example, we are so sad, we are happy, we are angry, we are confused, and even we are tired. But we have to thank God for His love and for His provision all the time. And no matter what happened to us, we have to have joy. So we need to rejoice in verse 4, because it is not a suggestion. Actually, it is a command. We have to rejoice in the Lord. That's the command. So how do we do that, you might ask? So think about God as you would someone you can see in front of you, whether a family member, friend, co-worker, or someone from your church or community. When you spend time with someone who brings you joy and happiness, you rejoice or delight in being with him or her, so that you can celebrate it. So although we can't see the Holy Spirit, we can't see God, we can't see Jesus, but you come to know that they are with us. And also, He is close to us. We can feel His presence. When we feel calm in the midst of chaos, sometimes we have trouble. Happiness in the midst of sadness, and confidence in the midst of uncertainty. So you are rejoiced in knowing that God is there with us, strengthening us when we are weak, and encouraging us when we feel like giving up. So sometimes we are so sad and we want to give up, but no, God is with us. So what is joy exactly? So joy is His blessing, God's blessing, in His grace, in His fellowship. That's why trouble and persecution can't take away from our joy. So our joy is not in this world, definitely, but it is in Christ. Paul tells the Philippians to rejoice in the Lord. When we are continually sad, we are disobeying God's word, but we still need to rejoice in the Lord. So why rejoice is so important to us? So there is three reasons. The first one, joy is one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So it is written in Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 very clearly. And number two, if we continue to rejoice, we will more easily avoid the sin of complaining. So people always like complaining, but we are, if we rejoice, we don't complain a lot. And also grumbling against God when things don't go well. So because of joy, others will want to know our Jesus Christ too. So they will feel a bit curious. Why are you so happy? Why are you so joyful? They wanted to know it. That's why if we rejoice and we can attract people to know why. So Paul reminded us in verse 6, do not worry about anything. So this is the command too. So to be anxious is always a sin. Because anxiety is a sin, it's a sign of lack of faith. So when we are worried a lot of things, that means it shows we lack of faith in God. So God is our loving and all-powerful Heavenly Father. He will take care of His children. It's written in 1 Peter 2 verse 7. As we are His children, we will look at our God will look after us too. So everything is going to be fine. So we don't have to worry about it. But however, when we need something, we have to tell God. Although God knows what we need before we ask for it, but our Heavenly Father wants us to tell Him our requests. Just like a human father wants to hear his children, oh, what do you want? We need to tell him. James reminded us of very important things in James chapter 1 verse 6 to 8. But ask in faith, never doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For the doubter, being double-minded and unstable in every day, must not expect to receive anything from the Lord. So the scripture tells us very clearly, we have to ask in faith, never doubting. Otherwise, we can't expect to receive anything from the Lord. That's the scripture tells us clearly. So we need to have faith in God and let God to handle our problems or our sickness or anything. So we need to rely on Him completely. So many Christians, as I know, many Christians always ask brothers and sisters to pray for them. Oh, I'm going to the hospital. I need prayer. Oh, I'm sick. I need prayer. Quite worried about their sickness. They worry about something happened in their life. They always ask the brother and sister to pray for them. But unfortunately, as I know that, loads of brothers and sisters, they lack of faith. This minute, they pray. And then the next minute, they worry again. They just can't let go to God's hand. But God always likes us to have faith in Him. So we can find many examples in the four Gospels. For example, I think that's a very popular example. I think quite a lot of Christians, they know what it is. Jesus healed the 12-year bleeding woman because of her faith. And even Jesus also said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease. So actually that is from Mark chapter 5 verse 34. That's very clearly Jesus said, because the woman has faith in Him. So that's why this woman, 12 years of bleeding woman, got healed. Another example, still in Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. another example. Jesus healed the paralyzed man because Jesus saw his faith and the other four friends' faith, so that Jesus actually healed this paralyzed man. Not only that, we must ask with thanksgiving, not only faith, but also with thanksgiving. God hears our requests, and he always gives us an answer, although we might not have the answer straight away. That means that sometimes we have to wait. We can't have the answer straight away in a minute. No. We have to be patient to wait the answer. God will answer us. So we can be sure that we will receive it if we have faith. Therefore, we can also thank him for answering our prayer. So that means we are not only prayer in faith, but also we need to have thanksgiving with it. Although everyone definitely face different problems in our life, but no matter you are Christian or not, if we are really abiding to God, to Jesus, put our faith in him, when we really do that, God will take care of everything. And we don't have to worry about it. When we have nothing to worry about it, when we have nothing to worry about, we will have peace and we will have joy. We should stop worrying, just fix our thoughts or things and focus on God himself. So Paul actually seems to indicate he could have written at length about rejoicing in the Lord in chapter 4, verse 4 in Philippians. And God's peace, there were certainly topics he would have enjoyed. Instead, he summarized a list of areas of importance of for the believers. They include what is true, loving, lovely, just, commendable, pure, excellent, honorable, and praiseworthy. So in that chapter. So believers were to think about these things while God guards our hearts. There is a chapter 4, verse 7. We are also commanded to focus our lives on things that please God. That means that when we do something, we have to please God. There is an ongoing back and forth throughout Paul's writings, which indicate God's involvement in every aspect of our life, of the believers. At the same time, believers are commanded to live according to God's way, not our way, but God's way. He does the work, yet gives us work to do. Believers are called to trust in the Lord, yet also to serve the Lord. So we trust him and serve him also. Paul set an example of how to do both. I believe that, because when we read the Philippians, we know Apostle Paul, how he react, how he was faith in God. So he's a very good example to all of us. So Paul told us that by keep on to do this, our Lord of peace will be with us. So we will have peace. As we have peace, of course, we will have joy and happiness, and also we are quite relaxed. We don't have to be anxious or maybe something make us uncomfortable. We will have the comfortable life if we rely on God. God will take care of everything. So in addition, through this scripture today, Paul reminded us to rejoice. It is not a suggestion, but a command. But on the other hand, when things go wrong, rejoice leads us to avoid complaining, grumbling against God. When we do complain and grumbling, it shows that we are lacking of faith in God. Paul gave us a different means to be successful, to rejoice. First, by praying and telling what we need to God. Thanksgiving for what God's answer our prayer. And lastly, we have to fix our thoughts to focus on God himself. When we practice it in our daily life, we will have peace in God, and especially we will have rejoice, and his blessing and grace will be with us. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, just thank you for today's sermon and give us tips for Paul how we can rejoice in the Lord. Pray that your Holy Spirit guide us and help us to practice in our daily life, and also you will be with us. In Jesus' name, amen.